League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm John C. Riley. What does the C stand for?
Kike. It doesn't?
I think that's a K.
For what?
I can't say it.
Thank you.
You can't.
Nope.
Whoa.
Yes, you can.
You're the only person on this podcast that can't say it. Whoa. Wow. Do we need to change?
Outfits?
Yeah.
I did.
Fuck.
I had a sweater on.
That's true. Me? Had the same shirt on.
Because you banged today. You did it.
I did bang today.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
You know what's funny about banging in the morning? You're like, do I need to live?
You're like, I gotta go do a what?
A what for what?
A podcast.
You ever think to yourself, I mean, the answer is no. But there are some dudes out there that are like, you know what? I'm gonna live off my girl.
What do you mean?
Could you like,
oh, like money wise?
Yeah.
Bro,
could
I like
you ever
I think
do
I,
that?
There's like very famous couples that have like boyfriends like that. Mm-hmm. That are like they're kind of just in the dark. Was it Drake who said that? I got hoes that I'm keeping in the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means you got money. What would you do right now if your girl, Fairytale Ann, won the lottery? She got 75 mil.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Same thing I'm doing now. There's no way that I can be like, all right, well, I'll just fucking sit down and have you pamper me. And like, because the thing is, if she leaves, then what?
Well, you would get half.
You, yeah.
I'm not married, though.
Gotta
what, get bro, well, here's the thing. She won 75 mil. You're like, I do. You say yeah. I do when you propose?
Hilarious.
I do.
Just put her on her. Am I going to propose with a toe ring? Have to.
Ooh.
Have to.
What's your favorite type of pastry in the morning?
Toaster strudel.
That is funny to propose. That's a sketch right there. 14 seconds.
Yep.
How dudes, it would take longer to read the title of the video than it would for the actual video.
I think dudes with
a foot fetish propose to their girlfriends. Baby, I'm going to do it.
That's it. I'm doing it tonight.
Do it.
I got to post something.
Yeah.
Do you have a toe ring handy?
No, but I can just make a paper clip.
Mm. Oh, you made what?
Paper clip. Sometimes I feel like I got a stroke issue. Sometimes, like, here's the thing, though. I think that sometimes, but then I think, my next thought is, I talk so much that, like, inevitably I'm going to fuck up a word. If someone's like, yeah, I've been paid a clip.
Oh, right.
It's like
right.
I say so. We talk way, way more than the average person.
No, I feel that. I told you guys about that my dad proposed my mom with a foil wedding ring. That's a for real story.
No.
My dad proposed to my mom with a foil wedding ring.
He took it off a baked potato and just took it and proposed to
him. Yeah, he did it with a 5-gum wrapper and said how it feels to chew 5-gum. No, he actually did. And it was like, and when you break it down, it's a cute sentimental thing. It's him being like.
Not to your mom.
Well, in the right case of love, it is. But okay. It's like the sense of like, you know, I can't afford a ring right now, but in the future, I'm going to get you one.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, funny if you didn't. If your mom's still walking around with a foil ring.
Man, but dude, that's for real love right there.
Yeah.
Or the dope dick. I don't give a fuck what you put on here. It could be dental floss.
Oh, if you're packing.
If you're packing,
I think packing only lasts for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
I will say, though,
girl's
angry, you give her that good, she ain't angry no more. She goes, what was I mad about? She don't even remember. She don't even care that you fucked her sister. That happens a lot.
Sisters again? But how often do you think they go, I thought it was you?
Every time.
Especially twins. Baby,
every time.
That's not you.
I go, hey, supply chain issues.
I tripped. I was drunk.
100%. The I'm drunk thing, that's it. I'm drunk. I killed your dad with a gun. Drunk.
Yeah, but there's not great PR behind drinking.
Yeah, there is. Like, do you want to get laid? Alcohol.
Right, but like...
The liquid confidence on alcohol is hilarious. You're not, like, you're a regular person.
What is that? What is in your body when two shots of Jose Cuervo hit your liver, you're like... Oh, yeah, I'll go up to Barack Obama's wife. I'll talk to her.
Yeah.
Michelle, what'd it do?
Michelle got a cooter on her. You know what I mean? Don't you think her, like, her cooter could do Bowflex? Like, you know what I mean? Her cooter could do it.
You think?
Yeah.
What makes it different? It's presidential?
Yeah. I mean, that is presidential cooter. Like, that's on another level.
Damn. Like, Bush MP, right? Presidential, dude.
Yeah.
If Hillary Clinton was in office, or I guess any female.
Nancy Reagan.
But, like, the dude's got to be stoked.
What?
Like, the dude's got to be like, yo, I'm fucking the president.
Oh, right.
Like,
right,
it's got to be because up in forever, it's always just been women be like, yo, I'm fucking the president. Did you ever that moment?
But that's the funny thing is I don't think so. They, like, usually all the first ladies have been married to the dudes for a while.
Has
so
there ever been a single president?
No, they would never get in office.
Ooh, no, that's actually...
Dude, that would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
A single president?
I don't think he's allowed to.
Every meeting, he got a new lady?
He would nuke Russia in 13 minutes.
But or they've never gone through, like, a breakup. Like, you can't... If you're a president, you have to be in a committed relationship.
That's what I mean. Like,
dude, imagine getting in office and then just getting a divorce.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I honestly think the FBI would be like, bro, no. Can you imagine going through a divorce? Who is this guy? That's guy
James Buchanan. Oh, he died.
Buchanan. This is the only U.S. president to ever go through his entire term and remain a bachelor.
Yeah, who the hell is gonna fuck that puddle of a human?
He was piping, dude.
Were his DMs crazy? Were his carrier pigeons crazy?
That guy,
dude. When you're the president, it doesn't fucking matter.
That matters,
dude. When you're the president, well,
there's a better one.
He's not bad, dude.
No, that guy looks like he pipes. The other guy looks like he has scurvy on his lips. That guy?
Dude, imagine in this current day and age, 2022, there's a president who's single.
All right. I mean,
his DM's crazy.
Son.
Sign my Declaration of Independence, girl. Come
on. Hey, yo. You want the Constitution?
I mean, it would be crazy.
I mean, just imagine Joe Biden's DMs right now, even married. You know what I mean? It's probably fucking...
Not Joe Biden.
His DMs aren't a horny. His DMs are just people yelling at him.
I don't think you're allowed to DM that account.
What do you mean?
What's that account? Pompous Prissy? What's it called? Pompous? Number one Pompous?
They delete all the DMs when they just switch accounts, right?
What's the Instagram account called? Pompous?
POTUS?
POTUS.
Pompous?
I couldn't think of the fucking word. I was yelling it. Pompous? I wanted you guys to help me. POTUS?
President of the United States.
Dude, you don't be crazy.
Oh!
You didn't know
that? That makes sense.
You didn't know that?
Don't yell at me like I don't know something.
You thought it was just random letters?
I don't know. I didn't know what it was.
POTUS?
I didn't know what it was.
POTUS. That's a terrible acronym.
I'm going to change my shit to POTUS.
You know what you should do is do like POTUS, but with like two S's, and then DM girls and be like, I'm the POTUS.
Those girls will
know. Piped down by the POTUS?
Title.
Dude, but realistically...
The POTUS pipe down is crazy. See, that's what I'm saying. A single president in. Our decisions would be hilarious. One day he'd be like, we need to send nukes. And then he would come and then he'd be like, I'm good with whatever.
No, but his demands would be nuts.
A president
like,
saying,
more Ciroc vodka. Like, what?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? He just anything to get
Send
busy.
Over the Russians. Wait, what? No, just the women.
That's what's up.
Saying I'm good with whatever is so funny. Like an indecisive president, he's like, ah, man, whatever y'all want to do.
Yeah. I don't even care.
You have to have decisions on everything. That's crazy.
Man, you have a president, he's just sleeping, and they wake you up with issues, right? You like open your eyes up. You ever had those days? And the answer is yes. But you ever had those days you open your eyes up and you make the mistake of checking your phone immediately, and then all of a sudden you're off on the road. Like, you're like 19 emails deep. Like,
yeah.
I haven't even had a
Every time
yet.
I ever try to sleep in, yeah.
Yeah. You wake up with all those fucking emails, and then your day, you just anxiety starts your day. That's him every single moment. It's never like, hey, man, everything's great. It's like, it's because it's not even American problems. Yeah. It's like, sure, American problems, but also like, hey, man, this country's at war. Hey, man, there's a tyrannical dude that's going to take over. Like, there's shit.
Who?
Tyrannical?
Tyrannical dude?
Yeah.
Who's that? What's happening? So it's kind of quiet. What's happening? Because it makes me feel awfully dumb right now. Tyrannical? Like the T-Rex? For real, stop. What's happening? Tarantula? Tyrannicals? tentacles, tyrannical.
Tyrannical, like a tyrant?
Yeah. like a tyrant. You know what a tyrant is.
No.
Yes, you do. You yelled at me like, I don't know what POTUS is. You don't know what a tyrant is. Unplug that.
Unplug the mic. What? I might be the hardest I've ever laughed on this show. I got tears in my eyes.
Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up. Only $5 a month. Damn.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.